I guess the editor decided I used a lot of fancy words, so he asked me to read the glossary. So here goes. Amateur. One who practices an art for the love of it, not a professional. Anniversary. A day separated by a year, or an exact number of years from some past event. Apprentice. A beginner who is learning a trade, usually not a paid worker. Autobiography. One's life story or history written by himself. Bald. Without hair. Biography. A life story. Board. Boarding house. Meals at a fixed price, usually at a house in which one also has a room. Cathedral. The chief church, which is the seat of the head of that religious group in a certain region. Celebrated. Famous. Widely known. Course. C-O-A-R-S-E. That's Susie's misspelling of course. C-O-U-R-S-E. Coffin. The box in which a dead person's body is placed for burying. Crutch. A support which goes under the arm, used to help in walking. Disc. A flat circle-shaped plate. Dome. A cup-like cover to a building. Elevation. A raised place. Epileptic. A sufferer from epilepsy, a nervous disease. Excursion. A short journey, usually for pleasure. Exterior. On the outside. Being or occurring without. Extraordinarily. Susie's misspelling of extraordinarily. Fathom. A unit of measurement equal to 6 feet, used in figuring the depth of a river or other body of water. 50. 5 times 10. Adjective is 50th. 14. 4 plus 10. Teen means to add 10 to a number. Gingerbread. A light sweet cake flavored with ginger, a highly seasoned flavoring. Very popular in the U.S. Hymn. Song in praise or honor of God, a nation, or something like that. Interrupt. I-N-T-E-R-U-P-T. Susie's misspelling of interrupt, which is supposed to have two R's. I-N-T-E-R-R-U-P-T. Invalid. One who is in bad health. Legislative. Lawmaking. Married. Again, Susie's misspelling of married with two R's. Susie's has just one. Measles. An illness with fever and spots on the skin. Meningitis. A disease especially affecting the brain. Mesmerism. Mesmerist or mesmerize, based on a theory of a man named Mesmer, that one person can produce in another a condition like sleep, in which his mind is subject to the will of the operator. Minstrel, a singer of Negro tunes. A minstrel show was a favorite entertainment where jokes were told, with one man acting as a sort of director for the others. Negro. A brown or black person of African blood. Phrenology, a system which believes in a relationship between brains and character and the formation of the structure of the head. Quack, one who pretends to medical skill, a false doctor. Royalty, a share based on a percentage of the earnings. Salon, a reception room in a large house. Superintendent, one who directs or manages. Surgery, the branch of medicine involving operations or instruments. Suit. S-U-T-E, that's Susie's misspelling of suit, S-U-I-T, like a business suit. Syndicate, an association of people in newspaper business formed to sell one story to a number of journals. Temperance, to not drink alcohol or smoke tobacco and so forth. Highly suspect people, I'd say. Tenor, the highest adult male voice, or a singer having such a voice. Tropics, hot regions of the earth midway between the North and South Poles. Twain, old word for two. Villa, a house, particularly in Italy, with some suggestion of wealth. Vineyard, a place where grapes are grown. Ware, W-A-R-E, Susie's misspelling of Ware, W-E-A-R. Watermelon, a very large edible fruit with watery sweet red juice. Whiskey, an alcoholic drink, usually made from grain. Yacht, a ship specially built for pleasure, that is to say, instead of war or commerce. And there you have it, there's the glossary. Hope it helped you out.